Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. On today's ADV, I'm presenting the interview I just did on the Alternative Media Program, hosted by Farron Schoaf. I am always grateful when Farron asks me to come on his excellent show. Here's our interview. Listen.
It is Saturday. I'm joined by Kevin Alfred Strom. The website's nationalvanguard.org, natal.com. And I can tell you, each week, Kevin does a podcast. I try to tune in every week and listen. A lot of great news and information goes through that website. Kevin, thanks for joining me. How are you doing today, sir?
I am doing well. It's great to be back on. It's been too long.
It has been a while, and I was just thinking in the last couple of days, so much has transpired. I mean, so much has transpired. The 2020 election, COVID, and I was going to start with you on your assessment of the COVID-19, which has led to, and I think you probably do too, this all of this has been completely done by design, but it's led to the supply chain shortages, mandated vaccines in the military. I did the story last hour, 60,000 National Guard troops that have refused to take the shot. They have reduced their wages. Then we go to vaccine passports, and the shots don't seem to be working, the boosters. What has been your take? Where are they taking us with this? And do you have, in your opinion, of what has transpired with the American people with regards to COVID in the last couple of years?
Well, I think the takeaway for me is that more and more and more people, because of COVID and also because of quite a few other things, realize now that their government, the system, the establishment, no longer has their best interests at heart. And that is a really wonderful development. I hate to see people get sick. I hate to see supply chain snafus mess up people's lives. I hate to see people have to quit their jobs because they're defying an order to inject dangerous substances into their veins on one level. But on another level, all of these things are good and necessary because they radicalize the populace. I mean, we already, even before this year, we had a populace that I think it's beginning to dawn on literally millions of people that we have fake elections and that the media brazenly lie and the government brazenly lies to get their agenda across and persecute innocent people. And the more radicalized the people become, the more hope there is, I think, for our race in North America, because right now we're in the grip of a government that is inimical to our survival. The more people who discard their loyalty to that government and to that system, the media and the corporate complex that is related to that government, the better I like it.
Oh, I agree. And that's well said. And, you know, a perfect point to make with that. It was so interesting for the first year of the supposed pandemic. It was all about reverence for the healthcare workers. They were the frontline healthcare workers. And here in this area, Kevin, they were having flyovers, planned flyovers, where everyone was supposed to line up out on the street and wave flags. And it was in honor of the frontline healthcare workers. And they were given awards. And then... In a few short months, they were being thrown out of work if they wouldn't accept the vaccination. And there was, in this area of North Carolina, a lot of people, some of them who lost their retirement. And you know, what's so sad about this is, Kevin, these are people that went to school with all the right intentions to help people. They did stay in the hospitals and deal with whatever caseload they had. I know a lot of it was exaggerated. Mm-hmm. And then their reward by the Biden administration and by the government, the CDC and everyone in general, was to destroy their livelihood because they would not submit and comply. So I agree with you. I mean, even for the normies that maybe's never made it to your websites, never listened to this broadcast, listened to the guys that took over for Rush Limbaugh, it had to be a slap in the face wake up call.
Absolutely. When the system says obey or be destroyed to healthcare workers and to pilots who don't want an experimental injection, even if you believe in vaccines, and I no longer do, you know, it is an experimental injection, and it certainly it's within the rights of any human being to refuse an experimental injection. When that starts happening, it's not just white nationalists who are being deplatformed and doxxed and kicked out of their jobs and positions, having their lives destroyed. But now it's just anybody with a conscience or anybody with a lick of sense who wants to protect himself, his wife, his children, his aged parents, etc. The system is making a lot of enemies, and how can that be bad?
Oh, and one step further, during this process, you know, we've seen a lot of people doxxed and deplatformed. We've seen white nationalist groups, they can't have a payment processor, you take credit cards. And even all the way down to, you know, in some people have not, you know, been able to even bank. It's moved that far. And of course, no outcry in the media. Most people don't even unaware that this is going on. But here with this, because of COVID and all of the truth that was trying to get out, I mean, I've talked to a lot of friends and family members that it was an extreme wake-up call that you couldn't put information on like Facebook or YouTube that was contrary to the official Anthony Fauci narrative about COVID.
Yeah, that is an absolute fact. I know that when people try to speak the truth on Facebook, if they don't outright get banned, they have notices appended to what they said saying, click here for accurate information. Sometimes the notices even say, this has been proven to be false. Go to our fact checker now. And talk about 1984. Crazy.
Yeah, and you know, Joe Biden was trying to put his disinformation board in place, and I think they've backed off of that now because they got such a backlash. But I had often said, and I'll get your opinion on this, I had said years and years ago, you know, things are going to have to get much worse before people are going to start waking up. It's going to take more than a football player taking a knee. It's going to have to affect their pocketbook, which now with inflation, with gas prices, I was first hour I was telling about going to get a car battery, $200 for a car battery. That's more than 9 or 11% inflation.
Yeah.
So it's going full circle. Housing prices through the roof, and people can't stand on the sideline and pretend that the elephant's not in the room anymore. It's too much in their face. It's too much in their pocketbook. And I am wondering, and I wanted to talk about the rigged election in 2020. Because not only did they use COVID to rig that election and mail in ballots, and of course, 2,000 Mules has done a great job exposing it, but the complicity of the entire news media to deny the fact that that election was rigged, and we're all supposed to pretend that Joe Biden got the most votes of any president in history.
That's nuts, complete nuts. You know, the effect has already taken place because there was a poll by Zogby, and I think there was another poll by, of all people, the SPLC, and they were taken about a year ago, I think, in 2021. And they found, both of these independent polls found that a plurality of Americans, in other words, the largest single group with an opinion, 46%, I think, believe that civil war is now likely. That is incredibly high. They also found that amazing percentages, up into the 40-something percent, believe that politicians who are harming the country should be assassinated. This is unheard of in America, and I think the center cannot hold much longer. And the system has done this to itself. Now, maybe some of them think that this is going to be used to, these sentiments are going to be used to justify some kind of great reset where they take all our property and power that they haven't taken already. But I don't really think they want that to be the opinion. I think that this is an unintended consequence. And since the system is dominated by the Jewish minority, and the Jewish minority has not only a history of being hostile to the majority, but also has a history of going too far, taking things too far. I think they've taken it too far. And they may end up with a result that they don't like.
Well, I agree with that. I think they, in a sense, they've taken it too far. And I have to judge things with what I see locally, you know, the things that I know are real. Talking to my friends and family and neighbors at my barbershop. And in this neck of the woods of North Carolina, the people are seething. I heard two phone calls into the Pond Hannity show in the last 2 weeks discussing exactly what you just said, that there is no voting our way out of this, that it's going to come to succession or revolution, that they are sick of. I mean, and you know this, Kevin, it's really interesting how it's such an unjust system. You saw there's no justice for Hillary Clinton or Comey or Clapper or any on the left. Black Lives Matter, over 500 riots, people killed, buildings burned down, arson. No justice, no accountability whatsoever. But, you know, Roger Stone, his house is raided in the middle of the night. We've got this whole January 6th farce going on. Got all of these people incarcerated since January 6th. And the hypocrisy of everything in the federal government and the justice system is on blatant display. And the American people are supposed to accept this and digest this as normal. It just doesn't compute.
Well, a lot of people, and they're really the best people, are not going to digest it and accept it as normal. Yes, there will be, who knows, maybe half the population or a little more will accept it and keep their heads down and bow to the authorities. But the best people, the people who are able to think for themselves and who are deeply concerned about their children's future, I don't think they're going to accept this crap. I mean, it really goes even farther than, you know, seeing anybody on the right being persecuted. It goes directly to white genocide, because in the latter poll that I mentioned, the SPLC were hoping that they could draw people out on the great replacement theory. And in other words, the idea that white people are being replaced in the country they founded. And of course, the SPLC will tell everybody and sundry, being an anti-white Jewish organization, that, oh, that's not happening. That's just nonsense. That's a right-wing dog whistle. That's a racist conspiracy theory, blah, blah, blah. Well, in their own poll, they found that 48%, almost half, and this was last year, of the respondents believe that left-wing leaders are actively trying to get more political power by replacing white voters. Wow. And by the way, that was 2/3 of Republican voters believe that, and 35% of independents, a 35% of Democrats. Now think about that for a minute, and 42% of independents. Now that is really something.
You know, I think you were one of the first persons I ever heard say demographics is destiny, and in one of your podcasts. And all you have to do now is look around and watch, even watching local news, where the crime is coming from. And it's so ironic to see the DOJ saying to the American people that the greatest threat in America, while you're watching these cities burn down from Black Lives Matter protest, the greatest threat in America is white supremacy. I mean, they actually try to ram that down the American people's throats, and there's no organized, I don't know of any organized, I guess there may be a few. There was that, but that arrest, I can't remember the name of the group where there was some arrest at a pro-abortion rally a few weeks ago, but so much of this, it's hard to tell, you know, if it's for real or if it's the FBI.
That's true. There's a lot of people out there who are afraid to speak up with their own name attached. But on social media, you can speak up with a made-up name attached. And I would estimate there have to be hundreds of thousands of people who are fully aware of Jewish power and fully aware of the ongoing program of white replacement and white genocide out there, if not a million. You know, it's growing all the time. No one can even keep track of it. And I think when these establishment types, both the conservative establishment and the liberal establishment, which really are one establishment, they just give you a slight choice to make you feel like you have a say in matters, which you don't. And both of them are saying what you just said, that our greatest threat is white supremacism. Well, you know what? There's a grain of truth in that. The greatest threat to the continued rule of America by these criminals and liars and genocidal maniacs is the pro-white movement, is groups like the National Alliance, which I'm a member of, I'm the media director of. It's the people who speak the truth without being afraid to speak the whole truth that really make them feel afraid. Now, a lot of the people who were at the January 6th event, I don't call it an insurrection because they had absolutely no plan and didn't take over anything. All they did was read a few prayers and put their feet up on Nancy Pelosi's desk and remove a few souvenirs with permission given by some of the guards, by the way. That's really all that happened. But that wasn't an insurrection. But they still made these criminals fear that they were possibly going to pay for their crimes. That's the greatest fear of the Jews who have ruined our country, and it's the greatest fear of the politicians and corporate types who serve that, their establishment. And they really do fear us, and their game would be over if we had power.
And, you know, it's amazing that a lot of times in the local media, they'll call it the armed insurrection, even though no one has had guns. They did have arms, you know, two arms, two legs. So they call it the armed insurrection, and you know, people like Chuck Schumer has compared it to the attack on Hawaii and 9/11. I mean, here's one thing, and the break's going to be coming up in about 2 minutes. But here's the one thing that gets me in politics in America: the Democrat Party will stick together like glue. They'll die on every hill. They will lie. They will pull off complete shams like the bar mitzvah that was the first impeachment of Donald Trump. But the Republican Party, we've always got a Mitt Romney. We've always got, you know, a Liz Cheney. There's always a breakaway. Well, the Republicans had complete control from 2016 to 2018, and they didn't do anything about voter fraud. Listen to the alternative media with Fairchild by Kevin Alfred Strom. Back in moments.
This program has been edited for broadcast. Be with me again next time when we'll continue this interview right here on American Dissident Voices.